And now this is a dictation for Andrea Wood, W-O-O-D, June 1357, addresses a letter to Mrs. Kaelin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, a teleconference video for Mrs. Wood, who has advanced renal failure polycystic kidney disease. Last visit was in January. Denies hospital admission. She's feeling well. Weight is stable, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness of blood, some upper respiratory symptoms, short period of time, took antihistamines, improved, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no major edema, no skin rash, no syncope, orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Norvas Demadex phosphorus binders, presently off magnesium because of high levels. Next paragraph, blood pressure 129.82, weight 186, has an AV fistula on the left side, no Stilling syndrome, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry from April, creatinine 5.4, that's more or less over the last 1 year. For a GFR of 8, stage 5, a normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis of 19, a normal nutrition calcium, phosphorus elevated 6.5, magnesium elevated 2.5, anemia 12, normal white blood cell, low platelet count 128. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 5, next number, autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, next number, AV fistula open on the left side, the no Stilling syndrome. Next number, high phosphorus despite diet and binders. Recently, vitamin D, Rocaltrol, that was placed on hold. We'll see if that makes a difference. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. Does not require treatment. Next number, chronic thrombocytopenia. Next number, high magnesium, magnesium discontinue. Next number, she is on the transplant list, University of Michigan, since December 2019. So that's already 2 years plus. She just had a follow-up appointment 2 weeks ago. Everything is stable. She was thinking about potential transferring to the renal program, the transplant program in Grand Rapids. However, she will need to start from zero. Might need to do all testing again. I'm not sure if insurance is going to pay again for a second workup. I believe you have to be only one center in each state. She can always be in a second center in Ohio or surrounding areas. She already has 2 years. She might not be able to accrue this time in her favor if she goes to a different transplant center. She's going to double check about all these issues before making a decision. Otherwise, we discuss all these multiple problems, follow up on the next 2-3 months or early as needed. We start dialysis based on symptoms. So far, she looks stable. End of dictation.